Lost in Space, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
While on Astros, Paul and Ivan face captivity again. Far out in space, the Streak is investigating a strange ball of intense radioactivity. But no sooner have their observations been completed than the radar warning bell clangs loudly and a strange flat spaceship is sighted coming toward them. Even as they watch the oncoming craft, it sweeps swiftly aside but leaves a pointed black pencil-shaped object flashing toward the Streak. Rocky hurls himself at the controls and yells.
Stand by for action. This is an attack. Firing deflector rocket. Full power. All right, everyone.
Oh, yes, Rocky.
Yeah, just grab my seat in time.
That torpedo or whatever it was.
They missed us, Rocky.
Hey, where's that buckshot? Look out, attacking left rear.
All right, hold tight. Evasive action, hang on.
Right, I'll do my best. Brother, that's action, all right.
There it goes.
And another torpedo, too.
Missed us.
It's turning, Rocky.
How long do we let him keep this up, Rocky boy?
Man the heat ray there, Mitch.
You said it, man.
All right, hold on. They missed us again.
Mitch! Rocky is lying on the deck.
Oh, I'm okay. Don't worry about me. That swerve cut me halfway to the ray cannon.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mitch. I just had to dodge.
Yeah, that space-happy spaghetti bucks will show him a thing or two.
All right, hold tight.
He really means business.
Hey, did you see that? The torpedo misses by inches.
All right, the gun, Mitch. Are you ready?
Just give me 10 seconds, Rocky boy. That's all.
He's coming again.
At least he doesn't seem to have any ray armament. All right, hold tight.
He's got a ray. See that? It nearly got us.
Come on, hurry, Mitch.
Ready, Rocky boy. Give me a sight on him.
All right, I'll try. I can't see
him. To the right, Rocky. Swinging towards us.
I see him. Changing course. All right, Mitch.
No, not yet. Hold on a sec. I can't get him in the sights. Just
hurry it up.
Minute.
Hurry it up.
Deflection right. Come on, a little right.
Okay.
Deflection right.
Hurry, Mitch. He might fire.
Changing course, but I say... Rocky, heading straight for us. Deflection left. Deflection, look out!
Mitch stares at the long, flat ship with its square corners and sharpened nose as it screams toward the Streak. A collision seems unavoidable. He wrenches at his gun control, trying to bring it to bear. Then the enemy ship halts suddenly in mid-flight and rotates, hovering in space to bring her ray to bear. There is an unexpected weakening of the Streak's artificial gravity. Mitch struggles to stay in his seat and then realizes Rocky has sent her plummeting downwards. Then a heavy weight seems to be crushing Mitch into his seat. With deflector rockets booming continuously, Rocky is bringing the ship up in a tight, spiraling curve.
All right, watch for him, Mitch. Watch for him.
There he goes!
Rocky, I'm going to use the energy ray gun.
It's too small, Di.
I might get a hit.
Look out, another torpedo coming.
Yeah, I've seen it!
There! I hit it! I scored a hit!
You're shooting, chicken!
All right, hang on.
Boy, was that ray close. You beauty! Got him! Rocky, look, I got him!
Caught in the powerful beam of the heat ray, the rear of the strange ship glows suddenly a deep red. The ship slows, hesitates, there is a brilliant flash, then only the forepart remains, drifting slowly and trailing jagged wreckage behind.
Hey, you certainly scored a hit that time, Mitch.
Yeah!
I suppose there were beings of some kind in there.
Well, Di, it was our lives or theirs.
Yes, I know. It's just the suddenness of it.
I wonder where they came from.
Why did they have to attack us?
Yeah, deliberate, unprovoked attack it was. Hey, you sure handled a Streak in top form, Rocky boy. I thought we'd had our chips more than once.
Well, the Streak wasn't exactly built for space warfare.
Oh, you two did all right, though.
Well, so did you.
Yeah.
Reckon it was that burst you got in that slowed him up a bit and gave me the chance. Good shooting, chicken.
You just happened to cross my sights, that's all. Rocky, do you want to go out and investigate what remains of that ship?
Oh, I think we'd better, Di. We should try and get some clues about it. I'll put the Streak into a closer position.
Now, this is going to be really interesting. Come on, Di, let's get those spacesuits out.
By While the Streak's crew prepare to investigate the wreck of the unknown ship, in the Astrosian city, Paul and Ivan are feeling desperate. They stand helplessly in the corner of the room where they were caught, still threatened by the vibrator pistol. Paul tries to make an appeal.
Look, Anderson, whatever your name is, why can you get out of holding us as prisoners? We don't belong to your planet.
You are scullions and escaped. It is not allowed.
But what good can it do to shut us up?
You will be so confined, I say. You will have freedom at work. But first, the machine will make you gentle of spirit.
You kill our spirit and break our will, you mean?
Too much there is of this talk and resistance. You are scullions, and scullions are inferior, and should not talk so. Be silent.
Looks as if we've had it, Ivan.
Try and distract her attention.
What for?
Try it.
Okay.
And stop to this mumbling. What is this?
Oh, pain. Sudden pain.
Stand. Do not move.
But I'm in pain. Can I sit down?
No.
I can't do any harm sitting over there.
It was such tricks you used before. I heard of it.
Well, I'm going to sit over there.
Stand. You hear? Stand.
Drop that pistol.
What?
Sorry, it was a short burst. No doubt your arm will recover. Get the pistol, Paul.
It will cost you dear, scullions.
This time you shut up for a change. Your pistol, Ivan, I'd forgotten it.
I had it under my coat. You gave me the chance I needed. But quickly.
Tie her up.
There is a cupboard. Open it.
Well, just the thing.
Get in there quickly.
I refuse.
Give her enough ray treatment to paralyze her, and then we just carry her in.
Well, do you walk or...
Very well. I obey. But will cost you dear, you impudent scullion.
Lock it. Pull the lever down.
Right. Let's scram out of here. Hells must be just about due.
If we hurry and...
There they are.
Down quickly.
And a present from me, too.
That scattered them.
Come on, this way.
They're giving chase.
We can only find some place to hide.
Keep running.
The passage bends.
Good place to hold them up. Wait a moment. It is a long stretch where we have just left. Any moment they should...
Here they come.
Both together now.
That made the rest scuttle back out of sight. We could hold them easily from here, Ivan.
We must escape. Otherwise, it is only a matter of time. Here they come again.
If there's a back way out of this place...
We could use anti-gravity belts and hide on the roof.
Oh, good scheme. Perhaps, but... Oh, what's this?
That comes to the... Oh, this is the end... That comes from ahead of us.
On the both sides, ahead and behind. We're trapped, Ivan.
Your anti-gravity belt, quickly, set it to rise.
To rise?
Yes, rise till we are lying flat on the ceiling. They may rush by underneath. Quickly, it is our only chance. Let your gravity belt to rise.
To rise?
Quickly, we must rise till we reach the ceiling. If we lie flat up there, they may not see us.
Well, here goes.
The hover position, quick.
Oh, I hit with a bump.
Stretch flat. Quickly, not a sound. Here they come.
Ivan, they went past.
Yes, they will meet the others. There. They realize they have missed us.
They're coming back. Shh. Hey, they've gone.
It worked. He looked in every room and corner, but not upwards.
Let's get out while the going's good.
We must find the back entrance.
Okay, come on then. Have a
no,
look.
No, wait. It is best not to sink down to the floor again.
Why not? We'll have to.
No. Use the belts to keep us up here against the ceiling and see if we can crawl along.
Crawl along?
Why not? Try.
Oh, say, we can.
Quiet. Sort of. Someone is coming. All right. Now we make our escape along the ceiling, like flies.
Thank you.
stuck to the ceiling like flies, Paul and Ivan commenced to crawl slowly and carefully along. What chances had they of escape? And what of the strange ship that Rocky and his friends were about to investigate? Can there be life aboard? There are thrills and excitement ahead. So don't miss the next action-packed chapter of this Rocky Star adventure, Lost in Space.